You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, Monday, August 4th, and the Olympics begins on Friday. That's 8:08:08 at 8 p.m. Supposed to mean good luck there in Beijing. And after years of the buildup, the $1 million that has been spent, the nationalism and athletics and finance and politics and personality and strategic marketing, all those issues are going to be on a global stage. Trip Mickle from Biz Sports Business Journal joins us now, and he says some of it's reality and some of it's hype. Good morning there, Trip.
Good morning.
Okay, you say there are just 8 questions about the Olympics that we should take a look at, and some of them are straight myth and some of them are straight reality, and that we always tend to get them mixed up. Hit me with one of them.
Well, one of the ones that we took a look at and you hear about often in the Olympic world is the fact that the Olympics are less relevant to young people now than they used to be. And we really came down on the fact that this is a reality. The Olympics television audiences in the U.S. is aging. The average age of viewers rose from 38 years old to 47 years old between 1992 and 2004. And part of the reason for that rise is fewer young people are watching. At the same time, over the last 7 years, ESPN Sports Poll shows a 17% drop in the number of teenagers who consider themselves fans of the Olympics. And this is all a concern for the International Olympic Committee because there's a worry that they may lose a generation, and that could hurt sponsorship rights and TV rights, all the revenue streams that kind of make the Olympics go.
So they just don't care about them? Are they busy doing other things like spending time online, spending time with video games, because we know they're not exercising? So is it just that combination of being distracted by other things and fewer kids being involved in athletics in the way that they used to?
I think it's a mix of those factors. Certainly participation plays a role, but also you have to look at, you know, where the games have been broadcast from over the last several years. And really, it's been since 1996 that we've had an Olympics in a U.S. time zone, actually 2002 as well. And when you don't have the Olympics in the U.S. time zone, you're generally dealing with a delayed television feed. And young people this day and age can go online and find out results, and therefore, why are they incentivized to tune in later on?
Okay, let's look at number 2. More women follow the Olympics than any other sports, and I'd say that's true, is it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Next week, NBC will kind of turn Oxygen, which is a women's cable channel, into the unofficial home of the gymnastics, and they can put a ton of other sports on there. 71% of U.S. women are interested in the Olympics, and that compares to 61% interest in the NFL. And you see a lot of this in Olympic marketing as well. Tyson is doing an entire Olympic-themed gold medal mom contest this summer, and there's several other sponsors who are doing similar women-specific programs.
Why is this?
You know,
is it gymnastics?
Obviously, you have sports that appeal to women, gymnastics, equestrian. You don't see those often on a global stage except during the Olympics. And then also you have, you know, NBC, which has kind of figured out this way to tell, you know, stories that kind of exhibit, you know, overcoming obstacles. And I think
they give us the personality story. What they've done is they've let us get to know some of these athletes who are participating in the games. Let's go on to number 3 because we certainly want to move through these. 82% of Americans are fans of the U.S. Olympic team. I would say that's a myth based on what you've already told us.
Yeah, it's kind of fact and fiction. It's funny. I mean, who's really going to say they don't support Team USA? Independent research really shows that the number's about 70%. That 82% number comes from internal research by the U.S. Olympic Committee. So it's a high number regardless of how you look at it. 70% and 82% are both real high, but it's not quite quite 82%.
Global Olympics sponsorship is not worth the cost.
Joe Nocera wrote an article about this recently in the New York Times, and it's an idea that's been out there, and sponsoring the Olympics has gotten very expensive. The 12 highest-level sponsors will spend $72 million over 4 years just to be associated with the 5 rings, and they'll have to spend an additional $300 million or more to promote that sponsorship, whether that's in commercials or promotions, you know. But sponsors say it's worth it. Visa is kind of the best example why the company went from being number three in the credit card category in the mid-1980s to number one with its kind of its Olympic campaign before
the
Calgary
game.
Yeah,
it's worth their investment bucks. Okay, we got three quick ones. The Olympics provide an economic boost to their host cities. Myth or reality?
This is a reality. You know, we saw a story the other week about Athens questioning the $15 billion cost of the Olympics. But when you look at the infrastructure development, the fact that they put in a sidewalk that they'd wanted to build for 150 years, the tourism benefits, et cetera, you really see the economic payoff in this. And PricewaterhouseCoopers has done a study on that.
But the bottom line here, though, Tripp, is that Americans still do care about the Olympics. They think it's important, and they support their athletes, our athletes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, you know what? Thanks for joining us, Tripp Mickle.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
Tripp Mickle is a writer for Sports Business Journal.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.